I'd like to welcome everyone to today's at-large capacity building working group. We will ask the interpreters to please start interpreting on the Spanish channel. Thank you. On today's at-large capacity building working group on Monday the 17th of December at 2100 UTC, we have on the English channel, Sala Tamani Kwaimaro, Tijani Benjema, Yelvi Atuhun, Dev Anantiluksing, Oksana Priotko, Narin Kachatrian, Siranush Vardanyan, Adela Dansiu, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, William Kibben. On the Spanish channel, we have Carlos Aguirre, Juan Manuel Rojas, Natalia Enciso, and Fatima Cambronero. And from apologies today, we have Chaitana Dareshwar and Satish Babu. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are Sabrina and Veronica. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names for transcript purposes and also to allow the interpreters to identify the speaker on the other language channel and also to speak at a reasonable pace to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you. Over to you, Sala. Sala? Do you hear us?
Sala Tamani Kwaimaro, for the record, thank you, Gisela. Can you confirm if I'm coming through clearly?
This is Gisela. Sala, yes, we can hear you. I will interrupt you if we are not able to interpret you for any reason. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sala again. Sala Tamani Kwaimaro. For the record, first of all, I'd like to say welcome everybody to our first capacity building working group session. As Gisela had mentioned, I'd also like to warmly welcome all those who are streaming in from La Corano on the Spanish channel and those who are streaming in on the English channel, as well as those from Uralo. I'm not sure if there were any from Navarro and a friend from Eferalo, of course, and Apiralo. It's good to hear all of you. I'm streaming in the middle of a cyclone, so I apologize if at some point the audio stream may not be clear, but Gisela will interrupt me at any point if it's not coming through. Very quickly, there are a few of us who are not on the internet and who are not on Adobe, so I'm going to ask Gisela to please read out the agenda items for today, just to give very quick overview of how we're going to be running this one-hour meeting. Gisela, please.
Gisela, for the record. Yes, thank you, Sala. I will read through the agenda for today's call. Welcome by ALAC Chair and Interim Chair. Point 2, roll call, which we have completed. Point 3, appointment of chairs. Point 4, vision and objectives of capacity building working group. Point 5, overview of at-large and ICANN. Point 6, call for volunteers in key areas. Point 7, process rollout plan. Point 8, operation of the capacity building work group. Point 9, next steps. And point 10, any other business. And I believe we are now on point 3, appointment of chairs. Thank you. Over to you, Sala.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Sala Tamani Kwaimaro for the record, and I'd like to hand this time over to our lecturer who is present on the call. Good morning, Olivia. I suppose it's good evening to you, where you're at. I'd be grateful if you could speak over this.
Thank you very much. It's Olivia for the transcript record. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect.
We can hear you.
Well, welcome to everyone, and thank you very much, Salah, for taking on this task of starting on the capacity building working group, which is actually a part of all of the work that the at-large community and the at-large advisory committee are going to have to undertake in the next few, months, weeks, years, perhaps. It is quite a task in that this is something which has not been done enough in the past few years. And I just wanted to give a brief background, really, on how this fits in the wider scheme of things. So, as you know, there has already been some work done in at large with regards to putting together some kind of capacity building in two different ways. On the one side, we have all heard about the ICANN Academy, which is a leadership program that has turned into an ICANN-wide effort led by Sandra Hofer-Richter, who is working with staff to try and build a curriculum for newly selected individuals who will serve in leadership positions at ICANN. That is one program that is underway, and I know that some of you are part of that program already and have been working for over a year on this. And it's a huge task to do because it's something that is ICANN-wide, so that you do have to include all of the other supporting organizations, advisory committees, and stakeholder groups of the GNSO. Aside from that, there's also RELO capacity building taking place, and that was started by AFRALO during the Dakar meeting, when the AFRALO at-large structures met in Dakar, and I guess we're up very early at 7 o'clock in the morning for all sorts of courses and capacity buildings. They were told about how ICANN works, what is the GNSO, what are the different parts of ICANN, and all of the things that you would basically teach at large structures, so as for them to be able to take part in the overall ICANN bottom-up multi-stakeholder input in a more effective way. The same format or a similar format was used by LACRALO in Costa Rica, and in fact that was also very, very useful. I think we received a lot of very positive feedback on that. And also NARALO performed some capacity building for their at-large structures in Toronto. What's important is that specifically in the case of LACRALO, and I think in AFRALO too, there has been some follow-up with that, and during the monthly calls, there have been some more capacity building taking place with someone invited on the call to be able to share their knowledge on ICANN, and it's been good. It's been very helpful to do this, but there hasn't been an overall concerted effort throughout all of at-large to be able to extend this even further than the at-large structures. And I know that there is also another effort that is just starting up right now, and that's the one of Sally Costerton, who's the vice president for a whole number of things, but that includes global engagement as well, where she is developing a wider ICANN capacity building program, which would reach further than only within ICANN. We're looking at basically bringing capacity building outside of the walls of ICANN so as for more potential at-large structures and potential people to take part in the ICANN bottom-up input process. And I think that interfaces with all of the other work that we've been doing here. Although I can't really speak much about what Sally Costerton is doing yet, since this is still at a very early stage. It involves the subcommittee of the board, which is chaired by Sébastien Bachelet, I remember correctly, And so it's one of these long-term things that is going to take place as well. What's important, though, is that all of these programs which I have just described take place in parallel. So it requires a lot of people to run things. And it requires coordination as well between the different groups. So I'm very happy that Sala, you know, you've been very active since the early days of the work on capacity building that the at-large advising committee and at-large have worked on. And I think that this group here has a task which is not only one of designing the overall capacity building efforts that we want to go ahead with for our at-large structures and so on, but also coordinating with the other groups that are working currently on capacity building. I'm just doing this from memory, so I hope this gives you a good idea of how everything fits together, and of course I'm open to questions. And of course, Sala, I'm sure you have your idea about how this should proceed forward, and I'm sure others on the call will also have a very good idea and input on how we should proceed forward. The only thing I can say, though, is having been at the WCIC, the World Conference on International Communications, that took place in Dubai in the past 2 weeks, I have noticed how little is known of ICANN, of the multi-stakeholder model, of the way that the Internet works and has been built on today. There is a view by many people that it was governments that put the Internet together and that governments should run it. And this could not be further from the truth. Of course, there is a lot of political push from some countries, but the vast majority of countries in the developing world do not have the knowledge to be able to take part in the multi-stakeholder process and in ICANN. And I think we have a real part to play in being able to bring this over to them. It's up to us to reach out to them and to build their knowledge. And therefore, I hope that we will be able to succeed. And since time is of the essence, I think I'll hand the microphone back to you, Sala. Thank you for letting me provide this background.
Thank you, Olivier. For the record, please confirm if you see me. Hello? Sala Tamanikaro for the record.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes,
Okay, thank you. I'm glad that you're still able to hear me.
Okay, thank you, Olivier,
for the wonderful overview of the context, the need and context in terms of the work that the working group is going to be doing. One of the things I'd also like to add is that the AIC is mandated by the bylaws to have capacity building. And one of the things I'd like to underscore also is that the limit of the capacity building working group is limited to the at-large community. And Olivier raised some very important points which will guide our operations in that there are ongoing simultaneous projects and capacity building initiatives that are being facilitated by various constituencies, by global partnerships, which we will be working closely with. And just for everyone's information, we had released this in Toronto during the session, is that the GAC, UCC and ESO, they also have their capacity building initiatives going on. But with large, we'll be focusing on mainly the RALOs and the members that make up the RALOs, the at-large structures, which means that we, together with the global at-large community, we will be looking at capacity building from the ALS, right up to the RALOs, right up to the global at large, in terms of policy emergence and various sorts of...
Sala, sorry to interrupt. It's Gisela. We're having difficulties understanding you. Perhaps if you could speak closer to your microphone.
Yeah,
sorry, the interpreters are not able to interpret.
Sure.
And we've just had someone who's disconnected. Sorry.
Sala, this is Heidi. We also have Tijani and Yao who have their hands raised.
Sala, Monica, for the record, are you able to hear me? Wondering if interpreters...
Yes, Paula, this is Heidi. Yes, we are able to hear you, but again, we have Tijani and Yalvi with their hands raised.
Okay. I'll speak into the mic and speak loudly and try to be very clear. I was thanking Olivia for giving us an overview of the context in which this working group is set to operate in. And as you can imagine, we are not working in isolation. There are initiatives that are already on the ground that are happening from constituencies and other arms of within ICANN that also where they do capacity building and that sort of thing, which is why one of the critical areas of our operations is before we jump right into strategy and into devising a strategy to develop some framework which we will give to the ALEC for consideration, is we need to be able to identify what's already happening on the ground. And to a large extent, we can't give how that's being delivered so far, but there needs to be a deliberate information gathering that has to take place. And if you, for those of you who are on the Adobe Connect, or for those of you who are able to access the wiki, I invite you to look at the second column, which is on the right of where the event is posted. I'm also mindful that there are those who are not able to access the Adobe nor the wiki. I'm going to briefly describe the illustration that's on the right of the column. So you'll see some sort of process chart which sort of shows information gathering as part of the first phase. And then the second phase, you'll see a trend analysis taking place. And in the third phase, development of strategy. Now, in relation to the first phase, information gathering, one of the first things that we need to assess and ascertain is the type of information we would like to gather and that sort of thing. So we'll be looking at what the initiatives that are already on the ground, what's been happening over the followers, or even if it's whether it's related to finances, what of financial allocations have been credited to things like capacity building. And if you look to your right, you will see on top of where the information gathering bit is, there is a box that will be identifying the different indicators. And before I get into indicators, I give a bit of context. Because before we capacity building, when we talk about capacity building, the connotations we are coming to enhance, not to take away, not to remove, but to enhance, to equip, facilitate, to strengthen. And so one of the challenges that we've seen even post the ICANN meeting in Dakar, when we sort of analyzed the different penetration rates, meaning how many ALSs are there in Kibalo? Hello, how many ALSs? the New Rally. And the issue is the ELF. But one of the things that we could also assess is the growth in terms of ALSs in those regions. And if you look at the existing spreadsheet, you will see that they we have begun the process of gathering information. But there's still a lot of work to be done. And this is why we will need to be working together on the wiki, exchanging a bunch of emails, identifying what types of indicators we would like to get. And I'd also like to place a caveat by saying that the master spreadsheet that you see is not a final document in whatever form. It is still very raw. It's still very much a work in progress. You will see that for the La Crallo region, there's some ALSs missing, and there's some ALSs that maybe shouldn't be there, and that sort of thing, which is why it will be incumbent or it will be necessary for all of us in our working group to look at the region and to assess and check whether the information is correct. For example, if we're looking in our country, we would like to know what ALS is present in the country. Is there a CCTLB in operation in that country? Is that CCTLB operator also part of the CCNSO? So things like that. So there are all kinds of indicators and information and that we will be gathering. And you will notice that some of it is up already. The information that you would see in the spreadsheet is what is from the website or is from the ICANN, various ICANN links. But at this point, we are not yet able to automate it. And so there will be a lot of work that has to be done manually. And so just very quickly to retract a bit, the reason why we need to gather information is to help us to identify and to know what's in the terrain, what's in the landscape. And so it'll be information that not only is about our at-large structures or our rallos, but it's also about information about capacity building initiatives that have already been rolled out, and also identifying potential stakeholders from the ICANN community or those outside the ICANN community who may share similar objectives to us. So basically, that's the master spreadsheet. And there's still a lot of things that need to be corrected on that spreadsheet. So thank you, Fatima, for even sending that email and highlighting some of the things that need to be corrected. The other thing also to note is there will be, straight after the information gathering component, and just before I wrap up the summary on the information gathering component, one of the important things that I'd like to underscore is the authentication and verification of that data. So in other words, every source of that data has to be authenticated. And the reason why it's important that we authenticate it is this. The analysis that we will be running will be premised on the assumption that that data is correct. So when we're inserting some of that information, we'll be saying that, okay, this is updated and we drew this from this website. The reason for that is, aside from us, there will be other people who no doubt will be drawing from our data. And the next important thing that I'd also like to mention is the need to conduct patterns or trend. The trend analysis will focus on some of the patterns, some of the generic patterns. And already if you look at the master spreadsheet, you will see the ALS growth curve in one of the sheets on the master spreadsheet. I apologize that I'm not able to access the weekly, not very easy, to be able to tell you on which sheet it is. But if you go into one of the sheets, you will see different years, the different number of ALSs, the numbers of ALSs that were accepted into the run. So you will see some sort of growth curve. So essentially, all depending on the different types of information and indicators that we get in, we will be conducting a trend analysis. We will look into even things like, okay, we've pumped in, they have been these various indicators have been rolled out in the past, and looking to see the correlation in terms of either ALS, the growth in the ALS, and also we will need to ease our minds or get our minds to focus on what are some types of indicators, and again this is related to the information gathering bit, what are some types of indicators that suggest that the ALS is indeed growing. So would it be things like, could it include things like an increased participation in the policy process, or increased participation in involvement? How is that involvement is supposed to occur? Now, one of the things that we've seen from recent trends, and again, because it's not tested, it's just these are just inferences, is that there appears to be a certain level of breakdown of communication. And I'll give an example. I'll use AP Rallo. We had a survey recently where we tried to get the ALSs to identify some of the things, some of the issues or challenges that they face in terms of at-large activities. And so what was interesting is that we did not get more than 5 ALS to participate in that survey. Now, this is in a region where we have definitely more than 5 ALSs. And so on one level, this could indicate that, A, either there was no proper communication to the ALSs, or B, is that there's insufficient interest, or 3, the method of communication was not effective. Now, bearing in mind is that this is not the first, the global at-large has in the past conducted global at-large surveys to identify the different methodologies, the different challenges that various ALSs face. So if you look at your wiki on the right side of the agenda, you will see at the bottom where the additional resources link is, you will see there is an ALS survey of 2010, which is a report. So that basically gives us an indication that there have been initiatives in the past to sort of measure or to sort of identify some of the challenges that the various ALSs face. The good news is that the various RALO secretaries are very keen, and the AP RALO secretariat is extremely enthusiastic. The NARALO secretariat is also extremely enthusiastic, along with other RALO secretariats, to begin to identify ways and means to strengthen ALS participation. And this is excellent, because one of the key drivers for capacity building is the RALOs themselves and the ALSs themselves. So we would like to identify various things that could potentially strengthen ALS participation within the global at large, and how we can identify processes or things that would make the transition smoother and easier. And it
but
will
Sala, this is Heidi. Just to interrupt, sorry, but we do have a couple of people with our hands up who have been waiting quite a long time. And we've also skipped over item three, which is appointment of the co-chairs. So did you want to take the hands raised first, or did you want to go directly to the appointment of the chairs item?
We'll go first to the appointment of the co-chairs. Just give me 2 minutes, Heidi. And so, as you can imagine, team, we have a lot of work to do, and so it's going to take a great amount of collaboration. And with that, I'd just like to move to the agenda item where we'd appoint the chairs. If I could ask Olivia and Heidi.
Yeah, Olivia, perhaps you can do this, and then we also have Carlos who has his hand raised as well.
Yeah, thank you. It's Olivia here for the transcript record. I do note that Carlos has put his hand up, and I know Tijani had his hand up earlier as well. Let's give the floor over to Carlos, because I gather he probably has questions or comments based on both my intro and your intro, Sala. Carlos Aguirre, please.
Can you hear me? This is Carlos Aguirre.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to congratulate you on this initiative. Of this working group, of this capacity building working group. Especially because when I had the possibility of being the chair of the participation working group and involvement or commitment working group, we realized that it was really necessary, first of all, to build the capacity of users for them to be able to discuss, participate, and finally engage. In their knowledge and enlarge their knowledge to the ALSs and the users all around the world regarding Internet, ICANN, ALAC, and so on. 15 days ago, I was invited to the Internet World Summit in China. And I was able to see that the same as you mentioned before, that people have little knowledge regarding the multi-stakeholder holder model and how they can participate in ICANN. So that's why I congratulate you on this initiative, and I am at your disposal and at Latin America's disposal to work with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlos. Excellent. Who had their hands up next, Gisela?
Sala, this is Heidi. Just to finish, we have Yaobi with his hand up.
Yaobi, please.
Thank you. Yaobi speaking. I had a suggestion since the beginning, but I'm sorry that I was not able to say that before. It is about the agenda. On the item 3 is about appointment of chairs, And item four is about vision and objective of capacity building working group. So are there ideas?
Can you say that again, please?
Sala, this is Heidi. Yaobi dropped, and we're dialing him back.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if Tajani had something he wanted to say, since he had his hand up earlier as well.
Yes. Yes, I am Tijani speaking. I wanted to only to say that according to the agenda, we have points item 4 and item 5. I see them in the other order because we need first to know what is the overview of the ATAS and ICANN activities regarding the capacity building, and then we speak about the vision and objectives of the capacity building next group. I think that we absolutely need to define the scope of the work of this working inside this huge amount of activities inside ICANN and inside at large of capacity building. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. And this excellent point, for one reason, before we begin to creating the strategic development framework, which will have the vision, which will have the objectives, and which will specify the very things that we would suggest to the global at large community to begin to engage in. One of the purposes for that would be gathering all the relevant information to help us to craft something. And the reason for that is we need to remove the possibilities of duplication, like things which have already been done already, or identify areas that deserve recognition and that sort of things are now well noted. Again, thanks, Jenny. Does anyone else have their hand up?
Fatima Cambronero.
Yes, go ahead, please. Okay. If there's no comments at this point, I'd just like to...
Sala, this is Fatima. May I have the floor?
My apologies, Fatima. Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is Fatima for the records. In terms, I don't know the order. Sorry if I am misunderstanding the order, but in terms of the vision and objectives of the capacity building working group, specifically speaking about the vision, I think this working group should pay attention to what Salah said, that in Lagrado, after the capacity building session that we held in Costa Rica, we went on with the monthly capacity building sessions. We have half an hour of our monthly call to invite someone to speak about internet governance, not only in terms of ICANN, but also in a broader sense of internet governance. We had people talking about the IGF, the regional associations, the wiki, and in terms of what Olivier said before, I think it would be a good idea that we may enlarge this concept of governance. And I also agree with what you are saying in terms of the creation of capacity building. And I would also like to congratulate you on this initiative because it is very important for all the ALSs participating in ICANN. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fatima. Is there anyone else who wants to comment?
Salah, it's Olivier. No, there's nobody else. You can continue.
Yes.
Before we get into discussions on how we'll be rolling a lot of these things at our immediate work, I would like to ask Olivier to, in relation to an agenda item, in relation to the appointment of the co-chairs, if you could facilitate this, please.
Thank you very much, Salah. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the transcript record. At the moment, as we know, there is one interim chair for this working group, as is normal practice when creating a working group, and that's Salaneta Kawamaro, who is the interim chair. In general, working groups have, especially working groups with such a lot of work as this one, have more than one chair, just in case one chair is unavailable for the working group, and also in case there are technical difficulties and the chair is unable to connect on the call, etc. It just shares the load between two people rather than one. And I think it's a good idea for this working group, which is a key working group of the at-large, that it has more than one chair. For the time being, Salah is the interim chair, as I said, and I would highly suggest that she is appointed, she gets appointed as a chair, one of the co-chairs. With regards to other co-chairs, I was going to suggest Tijani for the reason that he has been involved in the capacity building ever since the early days, especially when building the program with Afralo and sort of moving on from there, having continued the work ever since. I'm not sure how you feel about this, and I therefore open the floor. Perhaps, Tijani, would you like to say a few words as to what your thoughts are on this? And if anybody else has a suggestion for another co-chair, if you think that you would like someone else, then, of course, the floor is open as well. I see several people putting their hands up. Salah, do you want me to just run this part of the call?
Yes, run this part of the call, please.
Okay, Salah, thank you. So several people have put their hand up. I see Fatima Cambronero has put her hand up. Fatima, you have the floor.
This is Fatima. Thank you very much, Olivier. I think your proposal is a very good idea to have Salah as a chair and Tijani as a co-chair, but I would also like to suggest two co-chairs. And in this respect, I would like to propose Carlos Aguirre, because he was also involved in the capacity building sessions for Lacralo. So I think it's a good opportunity for him to participate, and because he has great experience to provide to this working group. So I would like to propose him as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Fatima. This is noted as well. I see Dev Anantilixing has put his hand up. Dev, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Dev Anantilixing speaking, and good afternoon, good evening to everyone, or good morning to everyone. Raspal, I would like to, given that a lot of the indicators and a lot of the work involved, a lot of the, you know, at the initial stage anyway, compiling all of these indicators into the spreadsheet and performing trend analysis and so forth, I would volunteer to be a co-chair as well to help facilitate this task. That's it.
Thank you, Deb. Salah?
For Dev's volunteering. He is a critical part of the information gathering from the beginning, from Dakar.
Back to you, Olivier.
Okay, thank you very much. So we have now, we have Tijani, Carlos, and Dev, who are all, I guess, are they all willing to serve as co-chairs? We've heard from Dev. I just wanted to have a few words from Tijani and from Carlos, whoever is available now. Is Tijani online?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Tijani, your views on this.
Okay.
I mean, there is in fact, I leave the floor open for everyone. There is a possibility for several co-chairs for this. And so, I mean, as far as you're concerned, you'd be a candidate for a co-chair. Tijani?
Okay.
We lost you.
Yes. Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, Salah, and thank you all. Tijani speaking. I am very happy to see that there is a lot of volunteers to work on this issue, very important issue for at large. I remember when I came first to ICANN, it was in 2008, I noted that the ALSs of APRALO wasn't participating in the policy development and in anything, in any activity in ICANN. And starting from Seoul, I didn't have any responsibility in APRALO or in ICANN at all. And I already thought about a capacity building session for the ALSs. And I worked on it, I fought for it, and it was only possible to be done in Dakar. And I was very happy to see that. Now, this capacity building working group must have its, how to say, its responsibility very well defined, because we don't have to do the thing several times. Coming back to the academy, ICANN Academy, ICANN Academy is not only about the leadership training. It is one pilot operation. The capacity, the ICANN Academy is about all the learning activities of ICANN. And I had a long discussion with Sally in Baku, and I explained to her that I am very active in the ICANN Academy also. So I explained to her that we need her support for the academy. And we see that each constituency in ICANN must have a capacity building working group to define the needs of each constituency, to define the time needed for each constituency for a capacity building, and also to define the tools that the constituencies see necessary for the capacity building. And for their capacity building. And all these have to be brought to the academy that will organize, that will centralize all the learning activities of ICANN. So I see that this working group, I said that in Toronto, I see that this working group must be the if you want, the structure, the working group that will that we try to find what is the need of each part of at large in terms of capacity building. What are the tools needed to do them? Do we need a virtual capacity building? Do we need a presential, a face-to-face capacity building? Do we need to use how to say tools, etc., etc.? So any kind of tool, and there is a lot now. Coming back to the co-chairs, I see that there is two very valuable candidates who are Dave and Carlos. I'd like to be a co-chair, but if they want to be there, I don't mind. We need all our effort together.
Well, Tijani, it's Olivia. I am mindful of the time here, and I think we should also hear from Carlos, just a few words from him, although I think that he'd be very willing, since he has already been very much involved in capacity building. Oh, I see he has problems with his phone line. Well, one thing I was going to suggest, actually, and that's already been done with the at-large ICANN Academy, is to have a steering committee. And I think that this type of thing actually works. I have seen the steering committee in the ICANN Academy perform pretty well in being able to tackle several things at once. And as you very much mentioned, Tijani, there are so many things to do here in parallel. Could I suggest that all of you be part of a steering committee, and therefore we'd have, I don't know if you can call it all co-chairs, but each one of you is going to have to devote to specific tasks so as to all put together this whole matrix of things that has to be done. What's the feeling on this?
I agree.
If you're okay with this, can you put a little green tick on the green check mark? Yes, Mark. Like what I'm doing here. Let's see. Here we go. Agree on the. Oh. Where is it gone? Is it working?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay, my line seems to be very slow, so there was nothing, and suddenly, bang, it's all over there. Okay, so it looks like we can do that. Sala, you're okay with this?
I got dropped out of the call. Could you?
I need to connect to the channel, please.
Through the discussions that we've had here, it looks like a steering committee might be the best idea. So we would have in the steering committee yourself, Tijani, Carlos, and Dev. And you are all very complementary of each other, since you have worked each in specific areas. I think it's an excellent team to steer the work and to be able to coordinate several things in parallel going on at once.
I think it's a fantastic concept, the steering committee. The first reason being we come from a really diverse world, and it'll be good to get that level of representation too in terms of the coordination.
Okay, perfect. And what we would need would also be in the committee liaisons over to the other work that is taking place at the moment in parallel, and that's the academy. And since Tijani has mentioned the academy and he is part of that, perhaps Tijani could be the liaison to the academy and the steering committee. And I think that you've got a pretty excellent team in place.
I think so, too. And I'd just like to underscore that one of the dynamics that we hope to create is in terms of team dynamics of the working group is that everyone takes working that, the steering group. It's relevant, but the point that we're personally and professionally driven to see that our ALSs are built to see that we have a robust effort. So thanks, Olivia.
Carlos has his hand up.
Yes, Carlos, please.
Sí, ¿pueden escucharme?
This is Carlos.
Bueno, gracias.
Can you hear me?
La verdad que la idea que ha nacido de crear un comité ejecutivo me parece excelente.
Really idea. I support, I think in that way, I support your idea.
Creo que será un buen trabajo.
Would be a great activity.
Por eso quiero, bueno, felicitar a quien se le ocurrió la idea. Estoy en la tarea.
I have been participating in the task of the Academy at university for a time. I'm also boosting the capacity building activities in Tamaulipas and the multi-stakeholder model. So, to tell you the truth, I support your idea and I commit myself to work on it.
That's really awesome, Carlos. Thank you. Did anyone else have a hand up?
No, Stella, no one.
Okay, no one. Excellent. I would like to invite everyone to consider one of the proposals that I've sort of set up in relation to information gathering and the trend analysis that should take place, and then the development of the strategic framework. Could I just get brief feedback and comments from people on what they think about this generally? If someone has their hand up, I'd be grateful if Gisela could call us.
No,
this is Gisela. No hands raised. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. As mentioned previously, this is going to require whole team effort. It means that we're going to also have to consider working smarter. As you know, the various things that are going to be coming on from within ICANN and from within at large, which will demand our attention, and it's critical that we work smart and efficiently. And one of the ways to do that is to gather enough information and indicators to be able to identify and assess where we're at. Where is the at-large at? And this is in terms of penetration rate. It's in terms of the level of capacity building rolled out.
1 minute remains.
It's also in terms of other initiatives that are being rolled out from other stakeholders and constituencies within ICANN. So because of that, we'll need to spend some time in terms of developing information. And the steering committee will be getting together shortly, and we'll be planning out some of the ways, projected timelines and plans in which we're going to be extracting this level of information.
Yeah.
But we will also bring volunteers, those who would assist in the processes. So this could include things like gathering information in certain areas. So that would be great. And it's also really encouraging to see people commit to the process. And yes. So are there any pressing comments from anyone at this stage?
This is Heidi, and Dave has his hand up.
Please, go ahead.
I think he's dropped.
I think he dropped, okay.
Hello? Actually, I'm not here. Can you hear me? Ah, hello. Are you hearing me now?
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Just one thing regarding this spreadsheet and the indicators, Salad. This is something I've discovered as well, is that one of the things that we'll have to do is to, especially when it comes to countries and territory names, is that within ICANN itself, different ACs and SOs use different country names for their different country and territory names for their countries and territories. So, for example, some countries didn't exist at the time when the ICANN board decision was made in Montreal, and there are two or three different country names being used for the same country or territory. So that's one thing to look out for when we put together the spreadsheet and put together the indicators to be able to, normalize them so that it's common across all ACs and SOs in ICANN. That's it.
Yes, that's a very important point. Thank you, Bill. Did anyone else have any comments? Fatima?
Paula, we have, this is Heidi, we have one person, I don't know who it is, it's J.U. who has their hand raised.
Okay, let's hear from J.U.
This is Gisela for the record. J.U. is Juan Manuel.
Thank you, Gisela. Go ahead, Juan.
Hola, Juan. Is he speaking or is his system muted?
I think he's speaking, but he's translated in it.
Right. Maybe someone could come here. Is there anyone else other than Juan?
Scala, this is Gisela. We're just checking on the status. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Scala. This is Juan Manuel speaking.
Sure.
I am Juan Manuel Rojas. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Sala. I was muted and I hadn't realized about that. Basically, we're talking about the information gathering and we're also talking about the indicators gathering because we have many indicators. So my question is, are those indicators only to identify ALSs and countries or are they indicators to identify something else? Because
okay.
We are talking about the fact that we are gathering information based on the different regions. So I would like that we may establish or define what type of indicators are we talking about. That is my question. Thank you very much.
That's a very good point, Juan, and it leads us to something that I was wanting to also share, is that the task force is to identify all the possible indicators that we will need to have, and that will determine the nature of the information we collect. So if you look into the current master spreadsheet that's loaded onto the wiki, you will see that there are things like ALS structures, which countries are they located in, is it a country or territory, do they have a CCTLD, and that sort of thing. The type of regulatory model or the type of model of the CCTLD and other things as well. And that's not an exhaustive list. It's certainly not the final list. What we're going to be doing, you will soon see a flurry of activities on the mailing list describing our immediate task, which is to identify and consolidate the different types of indicators. We'll be creating a special place on the wiki for that so people can come up with suggestions. We'll identify the different types of indicators that we've already got listed, and we'll invite everyone in the working group to list what they think are possible indicators that we should do that by. and we'll have a deadline for this activity. And the reason why we need deadlines is so that we can move swiftly along. And once we've finalized our indicators, we'll start with the process of collecting information. And of course, when we collect information, we'll also be ensuring, and we have to be careful, to authenticate and verify that data. And how quick we do that will also determine how swiftly we begin our trend analysis. And stemming from that, we'll put a brief consolidated report that will lead into how we develop our strategic framework. So this will mean that there are going to be, and I'm mindful that we're out of time, that there will be, we'll be having regular meetings, possibly at the moment once a month calls on, we'll ask the at-large staff to assist us in facilitating a once a month call. So we'll just have to ensure that that we have a clear set schedule for this. And at the same time, we'll also be doing a lot of our work on the wiki. And so at any time, we are also available on Skype for those of us who don't have, who are not yet on Skype, on at-large Skype. We can perhaps exchange our Skype handle, and at any point, we can also discuss. But at the same time, one of the things we'll try to do very early on as a steering committee is we'll get together and put a proper project plan so that everyone is clear from the very beginning on what things will need to be done. And I'm mindful that well before the meeting in Beijing, the next ICANN meeting in Beijing, well before that meeting, we should have completed our trend analysis and done at least a draft, a strategic development framework for consideration of the ALS. So with that, is there no pressing comments? Is there any other additional comments? And if there are none, I'd like to say thank you.
Tijani speaking.
Tijani, please.
Thank you very much. I agree with the comment done by the previous, I don't know exactly his name, I am sorry. I agree because I think that the information already used in the spreadsheet are comprehensive, and it's a good thing when you have as much as you can information, you can use what you need to use for your indicators, and you can let the others there. But it's very important to have as much as you can information. But I think that for our work, for the capacity building task, we will not need all those information to define the indicators. As Salah said, we need to define them very quickly together, and then if there are other information that we need, we have to collect them. And then we start building our strategy for. First, we start to define the indicators, and then do the analysis, and then build the strategy. Thank you.
Yelvi.
Heidi,
we also have
Yelvi,
which is Andre.
Please, Yelvi, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. What I would like to see maybe from the steering committee, as Sala, you said, is to have something more clear about what this information are about. Because if we see the chart you have, so we want to have at the end a strategy. My understanding is a strategy for capacity building. So I would like the groups not to spend too much on what that we don't know if we really need it for a strategy. I know that you talk about Beijing, and then you are collecting information. But I want to see in your work all the time that we are going to the capacity building strategy. So my suggestion to the team is to review the list of 9 items you have to see if we really need all this information before you move to the strategy. And as you said also, you need to confirm that the data you are collecting are correct. Maybe this one also will take a lot of time. So my suggestion is that the team need to refine exactly what you need to reach the strategy as soon as possible. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Yavi. Just to clarify, when we'll be handling a capacity building, we'll be looking into quite a diverse things like systems. We'll be looking at potentially curriculum and all kinds of things. So it's important that we need to identify all potential indicators that we can foresee that would affect capacity building, so that we don't need to be coming, going back and forth, gathering information. So it'll be just done one shot. The other important thing to note is most of it is done already. We certainly don't want to say that it's finished, because it's not. There's still financial indicators that we don't have. As for the verification and authentication, and also in terms of information gathering, no one person or no three people are going to be doing everything. We will definitely be looking into deploying a very collaborative teamwork approach where it's all delegated and everyone is looking at different things. So that way people are able to zoom in, do what they're given, are delegated to together, do it efficiently, do it neatly, and focus on it and that sort of thing. But again, all this we will, as a steering committee, will be going back, we'll be discussing and working out a very clear project process plan, which will spell out the things that will need to be done. But as I'd like to echo what Tijani had mentioned, it's very important. And he did raise a very important point. There are some indicators, there's some information which will not be of immediate use. And that sort of thing. But it's important that participants in the working group, that we are free to list indicators that we think would be useful. The other thing also I'd like to underscore is a lot of the information is already available online, and so it shouldn't take us a lot of time and effort. And with that, I would just like to ask, I think it's time that we wrap this meeting up. We've gone past our allocated time. I'd first of all like to thank the lecturer, Olivier, for taking the time to facilitate our meeting. And also I'd like to thank the ICANN staff for organizing the call. And also to each and every one of you who've committed to doing this, to building our ecology. And again, just before we wrap up, I'd just like to remind us of our focus. Our focus is not outreach. There is another working group that deals with outreach, but it's important also to know that the work we do definitely will help in outreach. Our focus is on capacity building, and how we identify that will unfold as we prepare the strategic framework. But all that, of course, has to be preceded by the information gathering and proper trend analysis. So with that, I'd like to officially conclude this meeting and draw this meeting to a close, and wish you all a very excellent day, good evening, good night, wherever you are, good afternoon, good morning, and have a great day, or afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much and happy holidays.